Hello, this is your host, Sonata Allison, and welcome back to the Parallel Podcast, where we talk about sexuality as it should be. Hello, everybody. Hope you're doing well today. Yes, if you're in Florida, the weather is nice right now. I just wish it was like this all the time. It's basically feeling like New York in the summer. It's just very nice vibes. Not too cold, not too hot. And we praise him for that, don't we? Alrighty, so let's go ahead and look at our stats for the week. Okay, we have episode 102, Let Me Down Gently. Episode 101, Unwanted by Jay Stringer. Really good episode to listen to or watch. We have episode 106, Building Intimacy God's Way. That's with CD and Melody, which is wonderful, like really good episode. And then we have episode 109, How Painful Will It Be? So those are some episodes you guys can check out. Okay, so let's look at who has been listening. Let's see who's in the top three. Okay, all right, UK, y'all dropped to four, so get it together. Number one is United States, second is South Africa, and third is Canada. Hey, that was for my Canadians. I don't know if I did that right. I probably didn't. All right, so as you can see, we'll be talking about Christian dating questions. I feel like I've touched on this before. I don't know if I have an episode called this, and if I do, it's been a while. So I wanted to just do a little recap, or like just share some questions that I usually ask, or I have on a list of questions. I probably have like a list of like 25 questions that I've kind of compiled in my notes app. So I'm just going to share with you guys five today. But if you guys enjoy these, let me know, DM me, contact me, and maybe I'll just drop the whole list somehow. I'll configure it some way, because I think it's important to know like what kind of questions to ask. And even if you see my questions, you're like, that's not how I'd ask that, or that's not what I want to ask, it still might even like pique your interest in like, oh, that's not what I want to ask, but actually makes me think of this thing. So that's what we'll be talking about today. I think it's so important to ask important questions before entering into a relationship with somebody. It's not wise to wait. These questions are not really broad, like they're not going to deal with money or other things like that, but these are just a few questions that I picked out that I think are good to be asking to understand deeper things, and I'll explain why I ask each of them. So alrighty, let's get right into it. All right, so I would consider myself to be a pretty good question asker, you know, I think pretty deeply about things, and I want to protect myself, which is healthy. I did an episode about knowing your emotions and being emotionally mature, so that's a really good episode to look up. Also, I want to remind you guys, I don't know how recent Spotify did this, but you can search within the podcast. So if you go to the podcast, you can kind of like click the search bar and search the different episodes. So you don't have to like scroll through the whole thing. You could just probably just type in emotions or maturity and it'll pop right up. So I love that they have that now, because I have more than 100 episodes. Ain't nobody got time to be scrolling through. And I do want to encourage you guys to listen to my first couple of episodes. Those are very like foundational for these kinds of conversations. Well, not about dating, but conversations with sexuality. So literally you can just type in number one and it'll probably bring you to the first episode, and then you can kind of go from there. I'd say maybe the first 10 episodes are pretty foundational for you guys to listen to. So yes, that is that. Alrighty, so my first question is, what role does the Bible play in your life? And y'all probably, that's kind of self-explanatory. Why am I asking this though? What role does the Bible play in your life? Now, a lot of people, their relationship with the Bible, believe it or not, is, how do I say this? It's a nice table accessory, okay? It is a place to collect dust, per se. And we don't want to be in relationship with people like that. Maybe as friends, right? We can be friends with them. Family, we can be family with them. But to date someone, if you're serious about your relationship with the Lord, we do not want someone who just simply displays their Bible and doesn't open it. Okay. We also don't want someone who reads their Bible, closes their Bible, and their life does not look like what's in the Bible. Okay. Are you catching what I'm putting down? That reminds me of the verse that talks about how you don't want to be the man who looks in the mirror and when they walk away, you forgot what you saw. Okay. Imagine that, where you look in the mirror, you see yourself, you walk away, can't even pick yourself out of a picture. Who is she? And they say it's you. That's you in that photo. And you're confused. You're perplexed. We don't want to be those kinds of people. And we don't want to date those kinds of people. So it's wise to be mindful that, okay, this person is reading their Bible. They're serious about it. It plays a key role in their life. It is something that they use to hold themselves accountable, to love themselves well, and to love other people well. And that is why I think this is a good question to ask. What role does the Bible play in your life? Okay, that is the first question. The next question is, what is something about yourself that you don't get to brag about a lot? Okay, I think this is just a fun question to ask. I think we all have passions, desires, or even things that we like about ourselves. For whatever reason, maybe it's something that we didn't work for, something we did work for, and people just maybe don't compliment us about. And I think it can also show what people value, what they care about. Yes. So I think that's a good question to ask. What is something you don't get to brag about a lot? And I think it's just a sweet question to ask. I'd imagine that people's eyes kind of light up when they're like, oh my gosh, I like this question. Well, you know that one time. So that is why I chose that question. What is something about yourself that you don't get to brag about a lot? Next question is similar to the first, but I think it's a little more pointed. And it's not directly speaking about the Bible. I think a question that speaks directly to the Bible is important. And this question is a little different. So the next question is, in what ways does your life reflect your relationship with Christ? So similarly to the first question, you shouldn't know Jesus and not want to be like him. You shouldn't know Jesus and not want to love like him. It shouldn't just be simply where you have a scripture in your bio, but all your photos and videos are of you in the club. Okay, right? That should be a little concerning, right? You're cursing and you got videos twerking and whatnot. It's a bit confusing. It's conflicting. So we want our lives to actually reflect the relationship that we have with Jesus. Now people can be in relationship with God, right? Or may know the Bible, but not have a real relationship with Jesus Christ, and believe in him, believe in who he says he is. And that should be concerning. If they rarely talk about Jesus and they're Christians, that should be concerning. I'm not saying that there has to be all of the conversation they have, every single conversation you guys have is about Jesus. But if they claim to be a Christian, you want to know that their life actually reflects that, that they're not, in lieu of this kind of podcast, right? That they're not just being careless with their bodies and they're not being careless with other people's bodies, that they understand that their body is a temple and that yours is as well. And, you know, that the Holy Spirit dwells within them. And when they read the word, when they read Jesus's words, that it moves them. And it convicts them. You want to be in a relationship with somebody who is convicted by the word. That's what I also wanted to pinpoint for the first point about the Bible, right? You should be able to have a conversation with this person. And if their character or their decisions concern you, you should be able to ask them about it, have a conversation about it. And when you bring them to scripture, their hearts should be convicted. And I'm not saying it has to be right there in that moment, but at some point they should come back to you and submit to the word. If they're more like, oh, well, you know, I was just, you know, I think I told this story in a past episode, but I remember this guy was saying recently before me, he was not celibate, but he was willing to do that for me. And he was like, you know, it's hard out here for men. And I'm like, but the Bible. And he's like, but it's hard out here for men. And I said, I'm going to head out. I'm going to go ahead and take my exit at this point. So we want someone who's actually convicted by the word. It is scary to be with someone who is not convicted by the word. And maybe even only convicted by you, convicted by your feelings. That is someone that you do not want to be leading you, because you are then their God, or society is their God, or culture is their God. And that's not someone that you want to be leading you. Okay. So that is that question. I really love that question. That's probably a question I ask every single time that I'm getting to know a guy. Next question is, which fruit of the Spirit do you feel you most struggle with? So this is a little more of a personal, honest question. And I think it really just shows, the person's current struggle. Now, I don't think this is an opportunity to say, ooh, you ain't patient, gotta go. I don't think this is an opportunity for that. I think this is a opportunity to see how vulnerable the person is willing to be. Also how, maybe reflective of their life and how they see themselves, how they understand themselves and what they're currently working on. If they don't know this, it's a little bit of a different question. So I'll just give an example. Yeah, and no shade to anybody or whatever. I'm not trying to be funny or mean, but a guy that I dated, I asked him this question, which fruit of the Spirit do you feel you most struggle with? And he said, what fruit? And that just made me sad. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I said, wow, this is a sad day. And then I said, like, love, joy, you know, those. And I think he asked me, what's the fruit of the Spirit? Something like that. I don't know. But I feel like this is kind of basic knowledge for someone who's been in Christ for a while. I don't think this is reason to end a relationship. I think it's a place of caution for you to say, okay, that's it. That's a yellow flag right there. We're gonna keep an eye on that. but even if someone doesn't know as much of the word as you do, I think it comes down to their posture towards maybe learning from you or learning the word. If in that conversation they're like, oh, that don't even matter, like, whatever, I read my Bible, so relax, that might be a little concerning. But if they're like, the fruit of the Spirit, I don't actually think I've heard about that. They're willing to learn, like maybe they're actively looking it up in front of you, and they're maybe saying like, oh yeah, I know these characteristics, I just didn't know that, blah blah blah. I think if humility is in the process, then there's so much room for that. Everyone's not going to be at your spiritual level, and I think we need to be gracious and not just end a relationship because somebody doesn't know what you know. I think it's similar to the conversation we had about money in one of my episodes, and it's less about how much money he has in the bank. It's more about his mindset about money. Does he care about saving for the future? Does he care about providing? Is he a hard worker? And this is similar to where it's like, maybe he doesn't know, that Abraham's son was Isaac, but he's willing to learn, or he's heard the story of Abraham and his son going up to the mountain. He just didn't know the kid's name was Isaac. You know, you're being mindful about the person's character, like the fruit of the Spirit and like their character. Do they exhibit things that are Christ-like? And I think humility is a huge thing with that. Humility is huge to see like this person is willing to admit wrong or admit not knowing, but also has an eager heart to learn the things of the Lord. So if they meet something that's like, oh crap, I didn't know that, they're willing to learn. They're not uncomfortable with maybe you knowing more or whatever like that. So I think that's a really good question. Which fruit of the Spirit do you feel you most struggle with? Because yeah, I think that can lead to a deeper conversation where if they say I'm not patient because of this, or I'm not kind, or I need to be more gentle, or blah, blah, blah. I think it's a fun question that doesn't have to be too deep, but also can go very deep. And my final question is, and this is actually a recent one I added to the list because I desire to submit to the man that I marry, and I want to be with someone who leads well and leads me well. So I was thinking, how can I ask this question that doesn't give it away from the top of the question, and allows them to kind of answer more roundaboutly, and then I'll kind of tell them why I'm asking this. But the question is, and I think maybe this works for women too. I don't know. I didn't think about this, but I'm asking this because I'm a woman and I want to be led. So the question is, tell me about your favorite boss. Now, what I think, I haven't used this yet, but what I think this question will show is the kind of leadership a man admires. And I think that if he admires this kind of leadership, he will work towards it. Now, we can't say 100%. I don't know. You know, you can't for sure know that. But as he's telling you the kind of boss that he likes, it seems, I would assume that he's basically telling you the kind of leadership that he admires. And when we usually admire something, it's something we want to become. So if he is telling you, like, he don't care about anybody around him, he's going to do what he wants to do, that hurts a little bit. I'm going to be honest with y'all. That would hurt me a little bit. But if he said, like, he was willing to learn from us, he let people share their opinions in meetings, he wasn't condescending, he was able to keep a deadline but didn't, condemn you when you didn't meet it, things like that. I think that's something I'd be looking for if I were to ask this question to a man, because if he admires those things, that's what I admire. And I want to just remind you guys, I know submission is kind of a weird thing, but you choose the man that you're submitting to. So you have to remember that. So you should be choosing a man that you're willing to submit to. You've seen how he leads and you're like, okay, this is somebody that I can actually follow. And someone who is willing to allow help and cares about your opinion. One of the biggest signs of a flourishing relationship is when both people allow influence from the other person. So when the other person has an opinion, it is actually considered in the process of making decisions. So that is the kind of man that you want to follow, not just someone who's going to, you know, take you into the wilderness and just be like, just be quiet and follow me. That's not even the God we serve. You know what I'm saying? He left us a whole book to let us know his character, the kind of leader that he is. He left us a whole resume. So it's like, okay, I could see how you've led people in the past, how you've loved in the past. So of course I want to follow a kind of God, a kind of Jesus that loves in this way and leads in this way. So I think that's really important, women. You're going to want to submit. There's going to be a part of you that wants to submit. I think that's just a part of us that we want to be led well. I think a lot of women think that they want to lead in their marriages, but then that then leads to passive husbands, and then y'all will resent them and be like, why? How come you don't lead? So when you are choosing a man, choose someone that you actually want to follow and actually cares about your opinion. And that's something that you will obviously see over time. But I think this question, tell me about your favorite boss, gives you a little bit of an understanding. And then you can ask him, like, what does submission look like to you? What's your favorite way to lead? That can kind of be the next question. If you were to lead a business or whatever, what would be your main priorities? So I think those are good questions to ask as well. So, yeah, I hope this was helpful for you guys. Let me know in the comments. I love talking about this kind of stuff. So let me know what you guys think of this episode. And, yeah. hope this has been life-giving for you. I think for Christians, we don't have a lot of spaces where we can ask or like get help in knowing what kind of questions to ask to know someone's relationship with Christ. And I think these can be helpful. So hope you guys enjoyed this. Remember to follow The Parallel at The Parallel Pod on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Kiss the sun, speak the truth in love, and I'll be talking to you guys soon. Bye.